Oh my god, what the fuck? Was that you?
Don't worry about it. I got into the music.
Woo! Hello, friends. It is good, bro.
How is my pants down?
Orange, ew. Demonetized. Orange Man is a goat, if you know what I mean. Hello, friends. Welcome back to another Simple MMO stream presented by CouchCat. We do this Tuesday and Thursday.
No, we don't.
No, this is the last week.
Okay.
Tuesday and Thursday, 7 p.m. U.S. Eastern.
My apologies.
Next week, we start Monday. What did I just say? Monday.
That was like Monday. A combination.
And Thursday. Monday and Thursday.
Yes. Ugh, Monday 7 p.m. is...
You
got a good start here.
Off,
I threw
dude?
You up.
Why are you throwing me off with this bullshit noise you made in the first 2 seconds?
From now on, I'm going to be doing this.
This is Crazy Fi.
Yes, this is me.
And tonight, everyone, as you can see, we're totally falling apart at the seams here. As we get closer to season 2 of the Seasonal Guild Leaderboard, things just stop making sense. But yeah, so tonight's main discussion will be a collection of the past weekly guild stats in between season 1 leading up to season 2, and we'll be making some predictions. So chat, I hope you're on ball tonight, because we want to hear predictions from you as well. But first, before we get into that shit, you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Crazy Fi, how are you doing?
I'm good. There's a thunderstorm happening right now. So it's awesome. If I lose my power, if I disappear, it's because I lose my power, you know? So, you know, good luck being a solo streamer. But yeah, I'm good. I'm having a good day. Work wasn't too bad, you know, so I got to just chill a little bit. Life is good. Can't complain. How about you? How are you doing, Paizen?
Well,
tell me your life woes.
I'm doing great. I had a major briefing I had to give today. And now that that's behind me, I took tomorrow off. And I start my alternative work schedule, so I'm off Monday. And I took this Friday off randomly. So I get a 4-day weekend. It's amazing.
That's
nice. So I'm feeling good. 93 Feet of Smoke, one of my favorite e-rapper artists, whatever you want to call him, emo rap.
Emo boy, sad boy.
Yeah, he just released a new album, and it's a baller. So I've been listening to that.
Check that out.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Alec, if you're out there. I'm sure he's already listened to it. What else? I think that's it.
Is that it?
Yeah. You know,
that's nice.
You know, watching a new season of Married at First Sight, and it's just like speed run to divorce. You know what I mean? It's fucking great. Let's go to chat real quick.
Yeah. What's going on, chat?
We got Nowry here first saying hello there. Hello, Nowry. It's good to see you. I see you in two things, but I won't say what the other thing is because it's top secret. Soph is here. Soph asking about my mustache. I don't have one yet. Crazy Fi has one though, so that's good enough.
Probably leaving soon.
Piccoli is here. Welcome back, Piccoli. We have Kimchers here. My wife, Ahmad. Yeah.
An alternate.
And in my alt account, apparently. Who else? Dang, Soph and Nowry just... You blew up chat. What are you doing? James is here. Shout out to James. Insanity. Is that Manatee?
That's Manatee.
It's freaking Manatee.
Manatee has the best Manatee artwork in our Discord. Everyone should check that out. The art showcase.
Manatee needs to use underwater chat. And can't change my mind. Loon is here. Shout out to Loon. Loony Goon. Oh, that's a good one. Toad, aka Toast, who got roasted out the ass last stream, says it's my Simple MMO birthday. Happy not real birthday, but happy game birthday, Toad. Shout out to you. Here, let's get a speech. Toad, speech. How many years of Simple MMO have you played? 1, 2? Let us know. Phantom, it's good to see you, Phantom. Limits is here. Shout out to Limits. He was here laughing at us being unhinged. One of our best YouTube mods ever. And I can say that because we don't have a lot of YouTube mods. We don't have a lot of YouTube mods.
How does Nowry have gloves?
Limits, I'm not going to say that. I don't want to get demonetized. Also, we're adults here. We don't believe in that. Let's see. Miuri is here. Welcome, Miuri. Welcome to the stream.
Strong.
And Cutie's here. Cutie says, Paizen and CF are much less giggly than I thought they would be today. You missed it. You literally missed it, and it's for the best. very nice here. So Toad, aka Toast, aka Toad, you never know, has played for 1 year. Sweet. Dagen says, Couch Cat's looking good today. You know, Dagen, that's really nice of you to say.
Dagen's my favorite.
Yeah, you're always in our pocket, man. You know what I mean?
Always the best.
It's always good. All right, so again, tonight,
yes,
we're going to go over some weekly guild stats because we think it's almost mandatory to get a gauge on how Season 2 will start off.
It's like a teaser.
It really is. And before we get into it, let me get some library music going here.
Oh, yeah. It's not, libraries like to play music.
It's not as good as Orange Man, but you know it does the job. And there we go. All right, Crazy Five, do you want to lead us into this? Are we ready to do this?
Yeah, let's do it. Why not? Let's talk about the past 3 weeks or so, because I'm excited for Season 2. I don't know about you guys, but boy, do I miss Wednesday nights setting up Season 1. So
hot take: Season 2 sucks. I'm ready for Season 3.
All right, well, you're fired.
Okay, it didn't go as well as I thought it would be. You know,
trash take, you should have said instead of hot, but you know, whatever. It is what it is.
Oh, trash like the guild?
Hey, yo! Always, that's right.
Always leaving us comments, man. Always leaving us comments. I like to see it. Do you want to...
Oh, God.
Is this better?
Anyways, yeah, that's probably better. Let's do that. All right, so for the past 3 weeks, we've seen quite a few action. I think it's fair to cover the past 3 weeks because we really haven't done anything in the past 3 weeks in regards to the season, right? We're in between season. You're just going to keep switching around? All right.
Cool. It's kind of fun. Sorry.
You distracted me, man.
I'll go in global chat.
Anyways, yeah. So past 3 weeks, we'll cover a little bit of it to see what's going on. Yeah, and then we'll just talk about it, hear your predictions, and, you know, all that fun stuff. So, if you haven't seen this, we post a YouTube video every week covering the weekly guild stats. And all that is comparing just a 1 week to see which guilds are top for that week. And we divide it by PvP and PvE, because that was Casey's idea. So, shout out to Casey for that from TPC. Huge change because no one wants to see how many members a top 10 guild has, right?
hold on, Crazy yeah, Fi. People say they don't hear the music. Chat, do you hear that? Here,
play it louder.
Do you hear this? Does anyone hear this piano music? Now I have to wait for someone to actually.
Yeah, I know. Like that, I like mid-it delay.
Oh my frick. I hear music. Thank you, Dagen. I'll turn it down. That's too loud.
Well, it might be that they barely hear it. It's because it probably hears a lot better for us and for them.
Okay.
I'd say turn it back up.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just talk over it. Yeah, I think that's good. That's good. Why not?
Let us know. Let us know if you can't hear Crazy Fi, and I'll turn it down. But go on.
Yeah. So we'll just cover the top 10 sections of the weekly guild stats. You could check out the full video. We covered new guilds, which new guilds showed up, deleted guilds every week. So, you know, you can see the rise and fall of guilds throughout Simple MMO week by week. And don't worry, if you're new here and you're not tracking, this will also continue like it did during season one. So you have your weekly guild stats videos and then your seasonal guild leaderboard updates, so you get twice the amount of content of the guild's data for Simple MMO. Anyways, enough. Let's talk about week number 1, 26 March through 2 April. Out of the top 10 PvP, we had Friendly, The Forest, and Babel, and Golden Arrows, which I'd say is like that consistent mark, about 8 mil EXP per week is what we're looking at for consistency. Wolfblood came in clutch there, and so this kind of shows like your, well, besides Friendly, Friendly was a surprise for this one. Actually, I think this was Friendly still or whatever, not just Friendly, so I apologize for that, but the name got cut off. But yeah, this shows the basically normal that you'd see from the season one seasonal guild leaderboard, right? Except for Friendly there. It's very consistent. And then I really love this piece. If this is a trend over the past three weeks, is Prostor, I think is what, how you say it, the English translation of the Russian guild. But they've been consistently getting the top 10 PvP. And it really, really, really makes me excited for Season 2. Because I feel like some of these teams, and we'll see it with Rain Factory too, some of these guilds are showing up in the top 10 for each week. And it's like, oh crap, I can't wait to see them over a course of 8 weeks and what they're going to do. But yeah, most of it's just, yeah, it's all the same there. And then you got your top 10 PvE. Top 10 PvE. We see this where the Titans are actually placing higher than TPC. So I don't know what that means exactly. Yeah. We'll have to see. Elysium starting to show back up on the top 10 for the weekly at least. Yeah, so that would be interesting.
Call me surprised. Elysium.
Yeah.
Rising Elysium from the ashes. Back in it. They better change their logo to a phoenix.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, thank you, Phantom. Backing me up on Prostor. So we'll get that name correct before the season two starts.
At least by season five.
Yeah, because I feel bad because I know at one point they reached out and they're like, yeah, there was talks about rebranding our guild name so that you guys pronounce it correctly. Yeah. No, don't do that. Don't do that. We will learn. You know, like,
are you able to zoom in on this?
If you zoom in on it, it kind of looks crummy, but
like just a little bit.
Oh wait, this is the wrong one. Hold on, sorry.
Oh my god, yeah, don't zoom in on your Steam hentai games.
No, that's okay. That's
okay. So I'm interested in seeing the Titans come into season two and TPC. TPC, you know, they're both showing activity here. They're not just like dropping off like we always joke. It's neck and neck. So I'm interested to watch these two. I'm interested to see Elysium if they will continue to climb. And then for the PvP side, the top three keeps shuffling during the weekly stats, and you'll see this coming up in the next two. So it's very interesting to watch. I mean, even if you extend to the top four or even the top half, it's shuffling. So I wonder, you know, it's kind of like the seasonal guild leaderboard where we're seeing like the ebb and flow of wars or boosts or events. So yeah, but this week, this catcher specifically, you know, it caught us by surprise when Titans was like, we're here, you know? So very interesting to see, and same with Friendly. So yeah, that's what I got for this week.
Yeah. I do, one last thing I do want to note is that normally in the weekly guild stats, you do not see the PvE guilds break 1 mil.
Yeah.
So it's big deal for them to break a mil week by week. So this is big. And over the course of these 3 weeks that we're showcasing as a little teaser for season two, they're going over 1 mil. Because of the event.
Yeah.
Because everyone's stepping everything.
That's why we had the nice title for the PvE guilds take advantage of Easter, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they did. They did.
Yeah, they sure did. I don't remember what that guild is, Cutie.
What's that third PvE guild?
Yeah, I can't remember off the top of my head, but let me see if I can find it still. No, they changed their guild name.
Solid Step? Is it?
Is it? It could have been.
It makes sense. I mean, Solid Step.
Because they're normally up at the end in there, too. Yeah. So it's probably Solid Step. I can't remember.
What happened? Why did they change their name?
I don't know. They're being ridiculous.
Yeah.
But anyways, we can go to the second week. Talk about that.
Okay. We're getting confirmation here. Thank you, chat.
Up then
get it. Can I get an F in chat for that name change? Oof. Yikes. That's the guild leader's name, I believe. Oh no. The the legacy of Solid Step. No more. The Crazy Fly, did he? Is this what he was talking about? The thunderstorm? Am I alone? Chat, can you still see me? It's just me. Well then, okay, yeah, season two, this is good. All right, we'll pull up, I don't have the images, but I do have the video. Oh boy, Crazy Five is dead, dude. So, which one? He just did March, right? That's what he was doing. I'm pretty sure that's what he was doing. Okay. Yeah, I got it. So you're good, Pison. Okay, we're here. All right. I will show this, but I don't think it'll work. Let's see. I'll do screen. This should be fine. Yeah, here we go. I was awkward because I thought Crazy Five was still here. Okay. All right, so this is what we have for the second week of Weekly Guild Stats in between Season 1 and Season 2. King Cows, what's up, dude? Crookly Insane Simple Mo YouTuber dies on stream. I know, dude. I hate Brave and their fucking pop-ups. Okay, so Crazy Fi is temporarily dead. It's just me right now. Yes, I pulled up the VOD because we didn't share video. We didn't share pictures. Thanks, cutie. So this is the VOD. It came out, you know, quite a bit ago. It came out 8 days ago. And if you're just joining, again, we're doing a review of the Weekly Guild Stats to lead up into Season 2. Oh my god, is that Yomu's tool? Am I using Yomu's tool for chat? Oh my, is that what that is? Man, that's sick. Luckily, we're sponsored by Yomu. Isn't that cool? Alright. So for this one, between 2 April and 9 April, we see here Beyblade takes top once, you know, for the rightful spot, right? So we had Friendly up here, and Friendly's just kind of gone. Friendly's still, you know, gone here, but we have Beyblade as the top for PvP. We had Force as the second. We had Golden Arrows moving up to the third spot, and then Wolfblood falling into the fourth. But then you also see Prostor right there in the fifth. And again, the top five slots for the 10 in the top 10 PvP, those were the ones that were like shifting week to week the most. But there's still notables. I mean, we're still seeing Friendly still on here. We're still seeing Yi of all of the guilds. We're still seeing Yi. And Rain Factory is holding on. Gorilla Wizards and Heaven and Hell. Good to see Rain Factory on the board. They were a season one heavy hitter near the end there. I know, isn't that great? That was pretty good product placement. Like, I didn't plan that, but you know, what the heck? Okay, I didn't put streamer mode on Discord though. YouTube Premium pay to win. You bet your ass. If I'm paying for something, I'm paying for YouTube Premium. Yeah, let's go with Rain Factory. All right, let's move on to the top PvE here. Top PvE. Again, Titans are maintaining the one spot. TPC was number two. The EXP difference is minimal. It's 0.1 mil. I mean, look at this shit. So this is riding high with the Easter event, as you'll see, 2 April to 9 April, right? The one before that was kind of like the Easter event hype. So Delicute took number third. Solid Step. So they must have changed their name back, right? Like that 1 week was just like a fluke. Like that was like a troll. Was that like an April Fool's joke? I don't know. But Solid Step here remaining number 4, and then the Friendly were remaining number 5. And here's Trash, by the way. Shout out to Trash. Their guild members are always, you know, posting on our videos, and I enjoy that. And then some more notables. We're still seeing Ornate Garden. We're still seeing Cheese Cult, of all the guild names you could pick. Blackwater showed itself on the EXP board. Can you... This is like Sin's old guild he was either... He either led or was a part of, right? So like Blackwater's here. And then... I'm not even going to, you know, Engelsmond or whatever showed up to you, which like Marchamon, like, I don't know, was a part of. So that's very interesting. It's very interesting to see. Some interesting things to note is one, the swap from the top on the PvP side with Beyblade, really maximizing their, you know, efficiency, probably coming off of war, but also we're seeing the event. Burst, like the event bubble burst here. So I like to see that. Golden Arrows still holding off strong. It's good to see Ace doing the work there. And there he is in chat, actually. Hello, Ace. Welcome to the stream. Hunt's here. Blackwater dead as F since Sin died with it. But Sin's not dead. That's the thing. Sin's not dead. And Blackwater's supposed to be dead. And this is them showing up on the leaderboard by EXP. Between 2 and 9 April. Does Hunt not know that? Miri, are you in Cheese Cult? King Cow says, TBC letting Titans on top to keep it interesting for a bit. All right. Is that really your take? Is that what you believe in, King Cows? I don't think so. But yeah, that's the second week. Should we just hop into the third week? Let's hop into the most recent, because that's the one I really want to talk about. And Crazy Fi is dead, so it's just me. Where am I? All right. Here we go. This is not it. Why does YouTube do this now? Why are they making me like not see the latest and greatest? Okay. All right. So this is the one that came out literally yesterday. Is this another Yomu notification? Wow. What a great product. I love that it's free. And it's just, it works so efficiently. Wow. Look. Wow. So amazing. You see that? So amazing. Okay. Chat, what are you saying? Loch Ness says, whoops, forgot the time. TPC topping. Yeah. In your dreams, Loch Ness. Because the difference gets bigger. Cutie says, y'all have been a bottom according to... Toast says, Pison, if Blackwater can make the leaderboard, so can your guild. Dude, that is so fucking spicy. That is so spicy. Freaking Toast. Oh my god. Loch Ness doesn't have dreams. You do if they're nightmares. Okay. So this is the most recent. This covered 9 April to the 16th April. Again... We're showcasing this because we're trying to make some predictions here. This is going to help us make predictions and leading into season 2. And especially within this week in particular, you start to see the EXP grow heavily on the PvP side. PvE, not so much. I mean, it's good to see the PvE guilds bursting the 1 mil, but it's generally just 2. It's been the same 2. But PvP side... Force breaching the 12.4 mil, you know, for the week is like everyone's been kind of cool and everyone's been kind of hanging out around the 7-8 mil range, and then it just kind of like Brave is so awful. They just kind of bursted into the next range of EXP. So let's get into it. We have Force number 1. So Beyblade knockdown. We have Wolfblood. This is a huge one. So Dagon, can I get a woo-woof? Woo-woof? So Wolfblood number 2 at 10.9 mil. Also, here's a side note. Every time I call Babel Beyblade, Ender gets so fucking pissy, he comments on the video as if I care. Beyblade number 3, which is not... I wouldn't say it's any indicator of they're dropping again. It's probably... you know, the event, wars. I'm sure once we get into the swing of things with season two, we really want to hear your reports on the wars going on, because that would also help in our predictions and in tracking things. But we might be able to track that on our own. We're working on something here. But top three are very strong right now, and then Golden Arrows is right behind Beyblade. And look at this. So you have, can I zoom? I don't think I can zoom in on this. No. Okay. But anyway, Golden Arrows is at 10.1 mil earned between 9 and 16 April. And then you have Gorilla Wizards right under them at 6.2. So Golden Arrows, Beyblade, Wolfblood in the Forest, they're once again creating like their own tier within the PvP guilds, right? So they're looking really freaking strong. And the event is now, the event was live during this period, but now the event's over. So it's going to be really interesting to see the cooling off period from the event to season two. Because again, season two is like for flex, you will get rewards from us. It's awesome for a community, but it's not the vanilla leaderboards. So will people really want to, you know, keep this pace to get a strong start in season two? We hope. And that's what we're going to base our predictions on. But yeah, even though they kind of like the top five have blown, well, top four really have blown away from, like, have pulled away from the pack. That's not to say Gorilla Wizards, Prostor, Friendly Still, and then when you have Murder of the Universe and Rain Factory still, and Yi. That's not to say they're not putting in the work. So it's good to see. But moving on to the PV, wait, hold on. What's chat saying? I have to like do Dagon with a woo. Hell yeah, brother. Yeah, my mouse is probably freaking out with the screen share. Yeah, I see that, actually. It's kind of spooky. Sorry about that. H&H ceiling. I don't even see, yeah, Heaven and Hell is not even on this iteration. And this is during when the event was mid-peak, the 9th of April. So where's Heaven and Hell? Where do they go, Nauri? All right, what else? Miri says top five, sweet. James, yeah, thank you, James. Cutie says he drinks it too, apparently. Insanity Manatee. Manatee, you motherfucker. Says Cove not even on that one. I need to step up my game. Manatee, isn't there like seven people in your guild right now? I need to. We're going to do a guild advertisement for Manatee's Cove guild, or guild called a Cove. So hopefully after that advertisement, he'll get some more players. Maven is alive. That's interesting. Welcome back, Maven. Sentinel's here. Good to see Sentinel. Hoodie's here. I can't wait for season two. It's going to get spicy in here. Hope Babel gets kicked out of Celestial. Holy shit. I don't think that's going to happen, Hoodie, but I love your take. I do love your take. Crazy Fi is in chat and the power keeps going out. Don't worry, Crazy Fi. I'm holding strong. Chat's helping me out here. How do you mimic rain noises on the keyboard? Yeah, that's interesting. Maven, glad you're here to watch the stream. I need to catch up to the messages, don't I? All right, here we go. Manatee says, I have 38 members. Most are noobs that are probably not coming back, though. You need a campaign, brother. And you've come to the right place. All right, so let's talk about PvE real quick. And CrazyFi has completely lost power. Jesus Christ, dude. James says step stopping Crouch Cat merger. Yeah, I'm not doing that. No way in fucking hell. Okay. So we have Titans again, number one. I'm trying to keep my mouse off the screen. Look at this. Ah, okay, anyway, sorry, I'm messing around. I'm having too much fun. TPC number two. The gap has widened, so to speak, but not by much. And they remain strong for 3 weeks straight for the PvE side of the house. So that's awesome to see. They did breach 1 mil and they almost breached 2 mil here. And I just want to note, this is a huge accomplishment for them, but just compare it to the bottom of the top 10 in PvP. Like, that's like a rainy day for PvPers. And it's like the eclipse, or not the eclipse, but it's like the final destination almost for PvE to even reach 2 mil. So there's a disparity. We have Deadly Q at number 3. We have Solid Step maintaining number 4. Cheese Cult still holding in. Cheese Cult is like the cutoff for the top 5 here, and then it dips, not dramatically. But then you have Trash dipping in EXP, but very neck to neck with Friendly. Ornate Garden still hanging in there. I thought Ornate Garden, didn't they split? And I thought the PvP side of the house, I thought Greenhouse, right? Is that what they turned into? I can't remember, but I thought after Ornate Garden split, OG was supposed to die off. I thought all the serious players, quote unquote, left. But they're still pretty active. They're still gaining. Does anyone have the insight on OG earning EXP right now? Yeah, they have 2 guilds, but I thought, because we had Canopy in chat saying the other one was the more serious one. But maybe that's because PvP, there's a lot, you know, heavy hitters over there. It's harder to breach. Cheese Cult going to place 3rd at least. I mean, honestly, you guys you're earning a lot of EXP, so I don't see why not. But yeah, and then Elysium is here. And Mazmark. Frickin' Mazmark. A guild named after no one's favorite place. Geographical place in Simple MMO. King Cows Insight? They're stepping, bro. Thanks, King Cows. Wow, holy shit. You're an esports journalist, dude. Manatee says, I think one is like a feeder guild for noobs. Miuri, are you the leader of Cheese Cult? What is your position with Cheese Cult? Oh my god, Father Canopy, who had to change his name, by the way, because of a trademark disagreement with PlayStation. I made that up, by the way, but he did have to change his name. I have my selected staff, and they're awesome. Are you talking about OG, or are you talking about the PvP guild? Which one is it? Toast says, bro, Lake is best location of all time. No, because Ice Neo loves Mazmark, and I can't let Ice win, if that makes sense. Mirui says, I'm a co-leader that actually runs this guild. No shit. That's good to see. Good to see you represent Cheese. Oh my god, Yomu's Tool again? It's telling me I have a notification that I just... Oh, there's Ice Neo in chat right here. That son of a gun. That little stinker. What else? Maven said no. Not reading that. We're definitely not hitting the top 10, Maven. King Cows is trying to work with Father Canopy? Really? They're both OG, you dork. Really? Are they? Man. You confuse me too much. Canopy, can you just focus on one guild? This is where people make the wrong decision. They split, and then they just both become weak. Toast said, you saw that one guild that has a leader at level 3. Dude, some people are ambitious. Some people literally play games to make guilds. Like, in every MMO I played, there was always like, get out tutorial, farm the gold, you have a guild at like level 10. I mean, true, Maven. You are a stepper. King Counts do not split TPC. Look at the tags, lol. No, dude. Not doing that. Freaking brave. Okay, so from this infographic, Season 2, so here's the thing. The Easter event ended today, right? Didn't it end today or yesterday or some shit? So the event is now going to fade. Guilds are probably purely going to operate off of wars. PvE. This is going to be the hardest time. This is going to be the hardest time for PvE unless the Titans are like, we're in this to win this. And they probably don't even know what they're winning. I don't even think anyone from the Titans watches the stream. But this is the time where PvE is going to dip. And this is a time where PvP will probably earn less EXP, but they'll still have their wars. Like, literally, Babel in the forest war with everyone, and it looks like Wolfblood wars with everyone too. I know Golden Arrow does. I know Ace fills us in from time to time while we're playing COD, you know what I mean? But Yeah. This is the week where it's like, look at the peak. And then the following week is like, the bubbles burst. And this is where I want to make my predictions here. I still believe Titans, if we were to jump into season two right now, which we're not, but we're about to, I think the Titans and TPC will be the strongest PvE right off the bat. I think everyone you're seeing here in the top 10 that we're tracking is going to be on the leaderboard. I'm going to say it right now. I mean, for both sides, but it's a little trickier with PvP. So I'll focus on PvE. I think we're going to see every single one of these guilds represented in season two, at least the first week. I'm not making anything beyond that, but I seriously think we're going to see the Titans. We're going to see TPC, Deadly Cute, Soul Step. Soul Step, of course, they've always been a strong contender in season one within the lower three half of the leaderboard, which is still no easy feat, right? Especially for PvE, when you can kind of get like knocked out by a level one PvP guild, so to speak. But Trash is on here, new face, good to see. And Orna Garden is now active enough where we're seeing them on the weekly stats. And Elysium, this is going to be the fun part, but I think Elysium's going to be on for week one too, but I don't know if they'll stay. Kind of like season one, like it's like a callback to season one, right? Where we saw them for a week and they were like, or no, 2 weeks, and then they were gone. King Cal says, I want to step on the Titans next. God, demonetized, dude. What else? Why am I so amazed by Pizen's ability to stay on track? If I ignore chat, I can stay on track. Yeah, as Cutie says, because he ignores chat. Cutie, shout out to Cutie. One of the best mods I've ever had in my life. Okay, so let's get to PvP, because I was just talking about PvE, and I think that's the easiest take to get. For PvP, I think we have a good chance. Everyone right here in the top 10 of PvP, I think will place within the first week of season two. Again, we're tracking 25 guilds total. So, you know, there's five placements of availability here. But the thing is, I would say it's a given for the Celestial tier right off the bat. I seriously believe it's going to be the same as before. It's going to be Beyblade. It's going to be Forest. It's going to be Golden Arrows. Wolfblood just peaked there into the final run. But look how strong they've been for the last 3 weeks. So I think Celestial is kind of a given. But everywhere else, again, with this event fading, I know Prostor, they remain active. They are playing to play the game. They're not seasonal players yet. They haven't been around long enough to be, okay, I'm here for the event and the event only, and then we're gonna go, you know, sleep in a cave somewhere like a polar bear or some shit, like freaking Sentinel. But they're all going to place. I think Celestial is called for, but it's up in the air. Murder of the Universe was actually a very, you know, salty dog, if you will. They were pretty steady on the leaderboard. They dropped, but then they regained to the second highest tier. Rain Factory, I know for a fact, so here's the thing. If you have, and I love this about Rain Factory, especially the insiders within Rain Factory who like DM me this, I deeply appreciate it, by the way, and you know who you are. But if you have, I want to say like noteworthy players, and that, I'm talking about players who are on the leaderboard, right? Who gain the guild EXP, right? They're the heavy hitters for their guilds. If you have players like that moving into your guild, like Rain Factory has acquired some nasty players, whether it's stepping or whatever, right? If you have something like that going on, DM me in game so we can take note of it. But there's some moves going on out of season that I could see Rain Factory definitely placing in the first week, and I think maintaining. It's all to Amelia now. You know, Shrolls, they did a split. It's unfortunate, but that's where they're at. And Shrolls now in Dawn, right? Dusk, Dawn? Yeah. But yeah. And then Knights Who Say Ye, I don't know how. I just don't know how they're still active. I really don't know. Lochness left that guild, and Lochness is a heavy hitter. So, but you know, that's why you see TBC not failing completely. And Yurg doesn't really play anymore. So it's like, how does he survive? I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't, they'll place, but I don't know for how long. Because if you can recount, they were one of the guilds, along with some of the friendlies, and Koi, who ultimately got kicked off, they were one of the guilds who we were just like watching them decay, so to speak, right? What did chat say? I ignored chat for like 10 minutes. Bake cookies in the dark? What? The fuck is... Oh no. Dang. I can't kill wolves. Paizen doesn't know who Wobbly Cat is. I know who Wobbly Cat is. They're like the top PvPer. And they have a really creepy avatar. That cat to me looks really creepy. You think it's cute, Sentinel? That explains it. I feel like if I ask you right now, chat, it's going to be heavily biased because you're all representing guilds with the seasonal guild leaderboard. But if you... Do you agree with my assessment here? My guessimations here. Do you think out of the 20 guilds here that at least... the 20 will fully place on the first week of season 2. What we're seeing right now, taking in the Easter event, the boost that's going on, will they be there? Oh, so Wobbly is in Yi. So Wobbly is the sole reason Yi is actually earning EXP. Imagine if a guild acquired Wobbly then, like an active guild. Manti says my guild isn't on that list. So give me your opinion, Manti, because you won't be biased, because your guild will probably not be on the list for a while. Sentinel says your assessment was beautiful, Paizen. You're the only one that was on track as chat has been lost. Yeah, and I think TPC for that, for the most part. King Cow says Elysium will be first on PvE. Are you freaking kidding me, dude? You're just messing with me. Most probably will, says Manti. Thank you, Manti. Logan says yes. I don't know if you're answering me or Toast. Toast is completely gone. Toast is supposed to represent Rain Factory here and has not commented about Rain Factory once. Maven says my guild isn't on the list either. Totally do think you're pretty spot on. Your guild is my guild, Maven. God. Will you stop calling us out on our own stream? Listen, we're retirement that do PvE task only. We're a new meta, but we're not the best meta, okay? I don't know if you can even call it meta. King Cow says, Alec was trying to get Elysium together. Probably giving up now, but they might be waiting. Yeah, so to King Cow's point, another off-season move, Alec... Despite the jokes and saying the game is X, Y, and Z, he cares about his guild. He wants to be active again, and he wants to be competitive as a PvE guild. So we're rooting for Elysium. There are a bunch of cool people. The Discord is really freaking cool. But we're hoping to see more activity out of Alec too. It's going to come down to timing, as you'll see with our top PvP guilds like Beyblade and shit. Their timing is impeccable with like the wars and how they're doing things and how they ride certain boosts. So Alex, it's going to take a lot of work, but I think Alec, hopefully he comes around. Pickle Eye says, I'm here from RF2. Well, then what's your, is Rain Factory going to be on the first week of season 2, Pickle Eye? Maven, I love you, Bice. I know. We're part of like the worst guild in the game. We only have each other because CF is dead. Phantom, before you forget, please like the, yeah, please. CrazyFi is, he's just gone to his thunderstorm, but please like the stream, even though you had to deal with me. This is kind of like an extended Couch Cat update video. or it's just like a fever dream. James says, I'd like to see Elysium climb. Mallory says, Elysium waiting in the wings, waiting for the season start to launch their attack. Elysium deserves it. They have a cute Discord. If only that was all it took. There's a lot of love for Elysium here. Alec, I hope you watch this VOD, which he generally does. Yeah, so he does have a hot topic to maintain as the manager, but I mean, let's be honest, you can definitely run it. You know what I mean? All right, I'm gonna stop sharing this and just zoom in. Okay. What I will do, I'll do this. I think, yeah, this is what I'll do. Just for Yomu, I'll share global. Whoa, this is dumb. What's this? What is this? This is better, right? This is, hey, look, there's Manatee and Fufu. Let's see. Going to force Elysium to merge into us if they fail again. King Cows, you literally... Theron says, hey, Couch Cat. Oh my gosh, Theron. Hello to you too. And thank you for... I know you're watching, so thank you for purchasing the TPC fanfic book I did. A couple of people bought that book after the live reading, so I enjoyed that. Okay, everyone. Okay, TPC is ruining global chat once again. Okay, actually, our community is ruining global chat. Oh my god. Theron says, thank you for writing it. Thank you, Theron. I'm glad I could even see that in this hellscape that is global right now. I am looking at... Tell Ice Neo I'm looking at his stupid chat. Can we get a Bazinga? But anyway, King Cows, you cannot tell people to merge with you when you were almost acquired by Ubi on like a random rant. Like mid-rant, he was like, I'll buy your stupid guild. I don't think anyone will forget that. Yo, you guys are killing chat right now. But you can also kill chat with Yomu's tool. Did you know it's free? And things look cooler in Yomu's tool, and it's sleeker. And when I talk, I have a cool orange banner. And you just want to see us with a cool banner. Piccolo Eye says, yeah. Rain, RF will definitely be on week one of season two. Toast says, all I know is Hadu is in our guild, and we are at war with a Russian guild. Toast? Wait, Hadu is in Rain Factory? Is he really? Is this true? King Cow says, our legs are wide open for merging. I just got demonetized. I can't believe I read that out loud. I trust you too much, King Cows. Yeah, Maven says, watch Golden Arrows hit first place and throw us all off. You know, that is... Don't jinx it, but Maven, I don't think you're insane to think that. The gout caught up to him, poor crazy. Yeah, F in chat for crazy fighting his gout. He's freaking gone. He was a goner, dude. He's too soon. Caveman here with Elysium. Ace is here with the bows. Throw your bows up if you're golden arrows. I knew he was promoting Yoma's client. all because of that giveaway. King Cow says Ubi owns me. Does Ubi still play? Dude, I feel like I haven't seen Ubi in forever. I need to DM him. He's asleep right now. I need to make sure he's still alive. I need to do another coffee stream. I don't know why. Because I'm 30 messages. Okay, I'm just going to zoom forward. I was 30 messages behind everyone. Not my proudest moment. Frizen's here. What's up, Frizen? Another fellow punk rocker. I gave up hope. You on saying that, but you still went for it. Rip couch cat monetization. Yeah, I know. Rip coffee streams. They're not dead. I saw this account recently. It's a Sentinel. Mainly because I looked it up. Oh, Keebin's here. Wow. That's insane. Keebin, one of our OG mods, finally showed up to the stream. It's good to see Keebin. I'm glad we pay him. it's not money wasted at all. Insanity, you play Fortnite with him? He plays Fortnite? Bro, I knew he was not a real gamer. Toast, I'm not stinky. I see you. I see you in freaking global right now. Keeban, are you still in TPC? Did Keeban leave? Is Keeban making moves? Is he joining Beyblade too? I feel like Alucard's like, it's time to scoop up talent, you know, in the off season. Frizen says, I'm probably going to change my YouTube handle soon. I go by Rain Illusion everywhere else. Is that your name in game? Wait, no. Let's not start this stinky thing in global. You're all going to get banned. You're literally all going to get banned. Giving your dog Texas Pete spicy? Exactly. That is, Alucard said he sanctions that. Let it rip. My dog prefers sriracha. Okay, maybe that's just not healthy, everyone. Don't forget to like the video. It's been a good one. It's been a good... Season 2 is going to be lit. I'm really interested to see... I'm really interested to see what the week stats are for next week as we get closer and closer to the start of Season 2. Because this Easter event ending, that's usually like... That's the sign, you know what I mean? That's when things go terribly bad. At least for PvE. Everyone takes a hit, but you see it in PvE's EXP. Dude, Gout took out Crazy Fi. Don't start rumors that it was because I was stinky. Oh, great. Keeban has freaking... He's got a border, too. It's OP. No pie isn't too bad to talk about. Slap that subscribe button, I think those kids say nowadays. Okay, here's another thing, since you all stuck around so long. Thank you for that. Thank you for listening to my predictions, all solo dolo. We are at 490 subs, so we are almost at 500 subs. And when we get to 500 subs, after the award show where everyone gets their awards and their flex and all that stuff, we're going to do another giveaway with Ubi, the Ubi X Couch Cat giveaway. So once we hit 500, and if you're not subbed and you really want a chance to win that special rare item, special item from Ubi's heart to ours, help us get to 500 subs. Manatee says I'll be sub 500. Okay. I have pasta salad pies and you want some? No, I don't. What is global chat? What is Ice Neo starting? Okay. What if I told you there are two Hottos in Rain Factory? What happened to King Cat? Why is he Mr. Beast Club at 500? Why did you just get... Did you post a link? Don't forget to press report on the stream. And shut the heck up, Keeban. I'm firing you, dude. Remember when everyone changed their names to food? God. Dude, I think Crazy Fight is honestly gone. Like, he won't be around for season 2. It's just going to be me. It's just, hey, everyone, welcome to season 2. It's me. Caveman says, if we help with subs for the reward, then we're reducing our chances of winning, no? Sounds like a counterintuitive pitch. Listen, Caveman, can you just not? Just keep that to yourself. You might see the truth in it, but just don't say it out loud. I'm not stinky. Don't listen to King Cows. Paizen said heck instead of heck. So once upon a time, I used to game a lot with... Frick, what's his name? Keeping, we used to. Why do I like on? I just like his name, just like. It's gone. Hayakume, because he changed his name before. But I used to game with him a lot in Phasmo, and he says heck a lot. He says fingies. He said all that stuff. So now, like, I say heck more. Like, heck and heck. Heckers. All that crap. And Hayakume is, like, in friendly too, I think. And he's just, like, a god, I guess. Did a giant cardboard cutout of Crazy and post it during streams. Do you think people would buy a cardboard cutout of Crazy Fi? Is that viable? I'm not gaming with none. Why can't we have Kumo co-host? Kumo like sleeps and then he leaves me midstream. I don't know if you saw him leave earlier. Y'all need to like the stream. How many likes do we have right now? I would love to have more likes. I do like chicken nuggies. So my wife is an adult, okay? And she bought the giant box of Dino Nuggies from Costco. And it's just been hell watching my wife eat like baby food. Oh, so people would buy a cardboard cutout of Crazy Fi, and you answer me in global, but you ask the question in stream chat. See, this is like 2D, this is like 3D chess right now. I heard you giggling, freaking Kimchers. I already have 10 cardboard cutouts of Crazy Fi. Yeah, so I'm gonna highlight this chat real quick. Let's put Nauri on the list. Whatever list that is, let's put her on the list. Toast, thank you for advocating the like of the stream. Keeban says Crazy Fi cardboard cutout in merch store now for a limited time. That's so true. It's just, you know, 3 easy payments of $39.99 plus $20 shipping. Hey, Dino Nuggies are forever. Podcasts are temporary. This is not a podcast. I am going to freak. This will never change, will it? Keeban was right. Why rebrand when Mike wasn't going to change it to in the first place? But I am uploading the audio versions of the stream as a podcast. So, the more you know. It's all in the update video. I would actually buy cardboard cutouts of you both. Not even joking. Yeah, it's kind of creepy. You probably want like a pillow of us, wouldn't you, King Cows? Keeban says I would not. Okay, Keeban's definitely a liar. He's like one of the... If you had to pick a mod that was a liar, it's Keeban. Why can't you... Oh, Naro... Oh, that's Naro, not Nauri. My bad. I was like, wait a minute. What do you mean you can't chat in YouTube chat? What the hell? Fufu says, I want to duel you in chess. No, I'm barely holding on here, Fufu. Cow seemed like the type to buy a body pillow to gift to keep in. True. Couch cat. Not reading that word. That's a trap. I would know what you mean, King Cows, and you're a sick human being. He would use it for target practice. Yeah, but not with a gun, if you know what I mean. Should we do the plushie? You notice some streamers do that, like the Actman and stuff. Like they have even the War Owl, who's revamped his YouTube channel to talk about CS:GO 2, right? Offensive, yeah, CS:GO 2. They all have those limited plushies from that one store. So you could be like, you know, it doesn't ship unless you get like you sell 50 or something. Like, what a fucking gamble. Would you buy a plushie? I wanted giant Pisen head to hold up during sports games. Oh my god, that's so gross. Yeah, Kumo's head. Yeah. Okay, we're just going to end. It's 8 o'clock, and I think King Cass is trying to get us demonetized here, like on purpose. The Couch Cat plushie, yeah, makeshift. Yeah. I think that's it. We need a group for giant heads with the whole Couch Cat crew. Pies and Crazy Five, Kimtris and Kumo. I mean, Kiban is the. Does that sound weird if I say the headmaster? Kiban's the headmaster. Okay, we're done here tonight. I'll say goodbye to Global Chat first. Thank you, Global Chat, for chiming in. Because I always forget to say goodbye to you. Chat, even though Crazyfied, you know, the gout got to him, it spread from his fingy to his brain, we still managed to pull through. We discussed the last weekly updates, and we did some predictions for the first week of season 2. And this is all leading into the award show coming up shortly. Again, next week, we're doing Mondays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. U.S. Eastern. The website will be updated. You'll see it posted on YouTube, scheduled out. It's different. I'm working a different schedule. It's for the best. And yeah, thanks, Global, for saying bye to me. That's nice. It's nice not being called Stinky. And then I was called Stinky, and everything got worse. Yeah, so that's next week. Just as... keeping his Dumbledore. Just as a reminder. Shout out to everyone who stuck around. Shout out to those who are just joining. Shout out to those who liked the video and gave me your thoughts for season 2. It's always good to see all of the friends here and everyone representing their guilds, because the seasonal guild leaderboard just rocks. You know what I mean? Like, you should be excited because everyone who's on it is essentially cool. And I think you can say that. I think you can get away with saying that. Like, we're the cool kids now. It just took us like 30 years, but we're finally there. But yeah, it was a blast. It's good to see everyone. Shout out to TBC especially. You're all fucking nuts. Woo, sure know how to pick your friends. You know what I mean, brother? And yes, you're all welcome for the stream. You don't have to thank me. Thank you for being here. So anyway, keep playing simple ML. Use Yomu's tool. Look, it's right here. You can't see my hands pointing at the... But it's right here. Look at this. It's beautiful. This little chat. You use Yomu's tool. It's awesome. Like the video, subscribe if you're new here, head on over to couchcatpod.com for more Simple Mill content, including our schedule that will have the fixed schedule or the new schedule on there now, and our merch, I think, eventually. We'll have a link there too. And we'll see you in the next stream. We'll see you Monday instead of Tuesday. Isn't that cool? Peace out, everyone. Nah, let's stay for a little longer. You know what I mean? Let's fake everyone out and just stay for another 30 minutes. Nah, I'm kidding. I'm gonna get off. I'm thirsty and like I need a shower. I actually am pretty stinky. Everyone in chat was right. When they said I was stinky, they were freaking right, dude. And I lied to everyone and I said I wasn't stinky. But I'm pretty stinky. So this time for real. Peace out. I'll see you in the Discord. Stop by. Let's have a chat.